Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God, our Father, and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Let me ask you a question. You don't have to tell me the answer. I just want you to think about it and think about what your answer would be. What matters most? In other words, what's the most important thing in the entire world? What's life all about? When all is said and done, what should matter most to people? It's a hard question, maybe the hardest question ever to answer. If you ask that question to five different people, you'd probably get five different answers. Some people answered what matters most is money. Some people might say what matters most is power, accumulating enough power to shape the world in the way you would want to be. Some people would say popularity. What matters most is being famous. One of the most desired dream jobs of young people today, becoming an influencer on YouTube. So, fame, power, popularity, money, what's life all about? Yes, different people get different answers. What would Jesus say? According to Jesus, what matters most? I can answer that in one word. The answer is relationships. Number one, what matters most? Relationships. Somebody did ask Jesus that question. Jesus knew exactly what to say to him. According to Jesus, what matters most is not money, power, or popularity. What matters most is relationships. First and foremost, our relationship with God. Secondly, our relationship with other people. Jesus wants us more than anything else to love God and to love people. So let's talk about that right now. Love God. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. Mark 12, verse 30. Somebody described by Matthew and Luke as an expert in the law, asked Jesus a question to test him. He, along with the other teachers of the law, were trying to trap Jesus into his words, trying to trick Jesus into saying something dumb or hopefully blasphemous. That's his intention. But what he received was the single greatest summary of the moral law in all of history. Jesus said, love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and with all your strength. And the second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these. In just a couple of sentences, Jesus, who is the greatest teacher of all time, sums up what matters most. Your first priority in life, your relationships, starting with your relationship with God. Nothing is more important than your relationship with God. Let me give you three reasons why that is. First of all, God created you. He made you. In him, you have your life, your breath, and all that you are. He's the one who knows you the best, the one who made you to be you. Your creation is not an accident. You are created for a purpose, and that purpose is part of God's plan. You're created to have a relationship with God that lasts forever. Secondly, God saved you. Although we have sinned against God, through our sin we rebelled against God, and we literally committed treason against God. But God loves us so much that he sent his one and only son, Jesus Christ, to save us from the consequences of sin. And through his death and resurrection, we have eternal life. Third of all, God loves you. We love others and to be loved in return. And no one loves you more than God does. His love is eternal, unconditional, and forgiving. You are made for a relationship with God. And there's nothing else that can take the place of that relationship. But part of the way we can love God is by loving that which God loves most. And what God loves most is people. So Jesus adds to Deuteronomy 6, verse 5, he also adds Leviticus 19, 18. Love your neighbor as yourself. Love people. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other greater commandment than these, greater than these. Mark 12, 31. God wants us to love people. And to love. Not some people, but all people. Love your neighbor does not mean love the person who lives on the same block as you. It means love anybody you come into contact with. Our neighbor is anyone we can help, which is everybody. That means loving your family, certainly. But it also means loving your friends, your acquaintances. But it also means loving people you don't know, and even people you haven't met. Jesus says we should love our neighbor the same way we love ourselves. But what exactly is love? And that's a complicated question. What kind of love is Jesus talking about? That's point number two. Love is an action, not an emotion. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Matthew 7, verse 12. So what does Jesus mean by love? In our culture, love is used to describe emotions of how we feel towards someone. It's confusing for us in English because we use the word love to describe lots of different relationships. We use it to describe the love between a husband and a wife, as well as the love between parents and children, as well as the love between friends. And those are all powerful and good emotional bonds that create all sorts of good and beneficial feelings and emotions. But for Jesus, love is an action, not an emotion.
Do unto others as you would have them
do unto you.
Jesus once again shows himself
to be the greatest teacher of all time. He sums up in one sentence the right action for any and every situation.
What should you do? Treat others, not the
way you think they would treat you, but the way you want them to treat you.
It's brilliant. It works in every situation.
That's why we call it the golden rule. It works every single time in telling us the right thing to do.
But notice, love is not an emotion.
It's an action. It's not about what you feel. It's about what you do. Feelings are great.
They're created by God. They make life rich
and full. But feelings
are a blessing from the Lord. But love is much more than a
feeling. It's action. It's the choices you make and how you treat people. It doesn't say feel for others or be sympathetic to others. It says do unto others.
What? The same thing that you would want someone to do for you. It's that simple. When I say simple, I don't
mean easy. I just mean easy to understand.
That wonderful list in 1
Corinthians 13 are all things you choose to do. Love is patient. Love is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not boast. Love is patient,
whether you feel like being
patient or not. Love is kind, whether you feel like being kind or not. Love is defined by what you do, not by what you feel.
God demonstrates his love for us.
And that's that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5:8. Christ dying for our sins was not a feeling that Jesus had. It was a choice he made. It was something he did.
Christian love, real love, it's not an emotion. It is an
action. What matters most are relationships, and God wants us to have a loving relationship with him and many loving relationships with other people.
How can we build those loving relationships?
Well, relationships are the key to life. The key to relationships, in one word, is communication.
And that's number 3.
Key to relationships, communication. Deuteronomy 6, verse 7, you shall teach these commandments diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house and when you walk by the way and when you lie down and when you rise. So relationships are built with communication. You're as close to people as much as you communicate with them.
The people you're closest
to are the people you communicate with the most.
If you had a best friend in
high school, you probably talk to each other every day, but if you haven't talked to that person for 15 or 20 years, you're not as close as you used to be.
Notice what God
tells parents to do
in raising children.
To love him with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength. How do we teach them to do that? By talking with them. Talk to your children. Talk to them when you sit and when you walk, when you lie down and when you rise, when you ride in your minivan or when you're at the Chick-fil-A. Those were in the original Hebrew, by the way. Talk to your children about God, teach your children about God, and make it part of your daily life. Bring them to church, bring them to Sunday school, and that's how they grow closer to God. And again, thank you, because I know you are already doing that. The key to life is relationships. The key to relationships is communication. And the key to communication is listening. That's what the Bible tells us. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James 1:19.
Really want to grow
closer to someone, communicate with them. And if you really want to grow closer to someone,
listen to them. If you really want to grow closer
to God, listen
to him. Listen to his word. The more you listen to his
word, the closer you will be to him.
And again, I just want to take a moment
right now to commend you, because that's exactly what you're doing right now. You've taken time to bring yourself, bring your children here to God's house in the middle of your
incredibly busy week to listen to the Lord here where he lives. Taking time to listen
and grow closer to the Lord through the power of communication by the power of his word. So I just want to tell you, great job. You made the right choice, because there's nothing more important in this world than
growing in your relationship with God. It is the
first and greatest commandment. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. There is no commandment greater than these.
Amen. Now may the peace of God,
which passes all understanding, guard and keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.